feel like you wish you could vote? Don't you wish you could vote? 6:43 right now with Piscopo in the morning. Mark Serrano is a buddy that I met over at the Neil Cavuto show. And we go on and we do a Cavuto in business. Then we do Fox News. And Mark's an expert. He's a Republican strategist, as it were. Mark, a strategist. How does that mean? You come up with a plan and then you attack it, right, buddy? Huh? Huh?
That's it, Joe. That's it. Me? That means, that's supposed to suggest that you're an expert.
You know what, though? You know your stuff, Mark, and we appreciate you being on the show. And I haven't seen you in a week or two, and, of course, you're calling in. Do you have the goatee still happening,
Oh, I got it going on. Oh, yeah.
You got?
Yeah.
Did you do that for your kids, Mark Serrano?
I mean, 20 years of marriage, Joe. You got to look different sometimes, you know?
Yeah, you got honey, but your wife doesn't yell at you. What is that on your face? What is that on your face?
I fool her into thinking I'm somebody else. That's all.
Oh, that's it. We'll leave it at that, Mark.
Hey, listening to you and Al and Frank in the morning, Joe, people don't need coffee. You guys are so high energy on Super Duper Tuesday. It's fantastic.
Here we are. I'm so fired up, man, because it is like a Tommy who called earlier. You know, we got I learned from the listeners, Mark. They really are just so much smarter than we are, because we're the poorly educated that Donald Trump talks about on the program. You know, and we're proud. We're the C student radio show. You know,
I'm with you.
But I love it though. I mean, I wish we could vote today. Mark Serrano, Republican strategist, give us your prediction. What do you think is going to happen today?
So here's what I'm looking at, Joe. I've been running the numbers. And despite how exciting and delicious it would be, I don't think Trump's going to take Ohio. Mm-hmm. Out of the past six polls, he's tied in two of them, but he's behind on the other four. So I don't think he takes Ohio. There are five states up today. As we know, Ohio and Florida are winner-take-all. I think Trump absolutely takes Florida. And so I think at the end of the day, what's going to happen is I think Trump picks up about 200 delegates, and I think Cruz picks up about 100.
Hmm.
Trump has got a 90-delegate lead right now, so I think he's up ahead of Cruz at the end of the day by about 200 delegates, because I think Cruz will pick off maybe Missouri. I think Trump wins Illinois and North Carolina. Those are proportional delegate distribution.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what – and don't forget North Mariana Island, Joe. Don't forget them.
You know what? That's what I was thinking of. It was – North Mariana Island. How could I forget that? Oh, my. Where is that? I have no idea where that is, Mark.
I think we should go there. It sounds nice. After today, I think, like you said, I think you're absolutely right. I think Marco is finished from the race after today. In five of the states, Marco is in a distant fourth place in the polls. There's just no reason for him to carry on after today. There's just no way.
Marco! That's it, man. Rand Paul slapped out. Chris Christie slapped out. There goes Marco. And he looks so good. And you know what upset me about Marco is that he went toe-to-toe with the Donald. And you can't win with the Donald toe-to-toe. And he was so out of his league. He should have kept his mouth shut. He should have kept saying the bright things that he was saying. And he would have been the vice president with Trump if Trump should win. Don't you think so?
Well, you know what, Joe? The problem was it was so inauthentic. He was no longer himself.
Yes,
forget
that's
about
a great
it.
Point. Great point.
He's trying to act like Trump.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
here's the other big picture story from this, Joe, and we learned it on Friday with the protesters in Chicago. And I heard you earlier. I agree with everything you said about Trump. In fact, you know, I heard there was a school assembly at PS 270 in the Bronx and a fight broke out, and they blamed it on Donald Trump, right? Everything's Donald Trump's fault in his past few days.
Great joke. Mark, right material. I love this. It's a great joke. Murano, I should have had that joke.
Sorry, Joe.
But it's so true. Trump... They're blaming Donald for everything now. Come on.
But here's where he is the great marionette of the national news media. Look what happened. It was late Friday. All the networks went live coverage, live breaking news coverage of what was going on. And it was terrible. What was going on in Chicago was terrible. But what did Donald Trump accomplish? Once again, he commanded the news media for cycle after cycle after cycle. That's the bigger picture that's going on here. His opponents can't get any airtime, and ultimately he gains votes from it. That's what's happened week after week after week. He's the master marionette.
Yeah, very, very well put. And I know Frankie Five Boroughs touched on that too, Mark Serrano. Is that very exactly right? That he always comes out, he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what buttons he's pushing. But my goodness gracious, when you get these protesters in, and again, it's like the terrorists that come here, we blame everything but what the problem is. We're so out of touch with, we always blame the wrong person, and then it's always our fault, Mark. It's always our fault, it seems. Hey, Mark, let me ask you, walk me through this, because you are indeed the expert. So Kasich takes Ohio, and when you're a governor, you do have a ground game in place. So I'm assuming, John Kasich's going to take Ohio, and it's going to be close.
Yeah.
Right? It'll be close that Trump, but then, and help me out as I'm looking through what's the other primaries that are coming up from here on out. If the Donald does Florida, the Donald takes Florida, but he doesn't take Ohio, can he make up enough to get to that threshold of 1232 or whatever it is by the convention? Because the point I'm making is I'm looking that they are going all out for a brokered convention. Marco was bought and sold by the establishment. He says to everybody in Ohio, vote for Ted Cruz. That's because he's bought and sold by the establishment. And so I'm thinking, if Donald doesn't win Ohio, is that a guarantee for a brokered convention?
No, and I don't believe that at all. You've still got, there, as of today, from here on, there are 867 of the delegates are picked for winner-take-all races.
Got it.
And so I don't see that. I think that there are huge states. You know, John Kasich couldn't even get on the ballot in the state of Pennsylvania, for Pete's sakes, right?
Right, okay.
What's interesting, Joe, is Jersey is on June 7th.
Yep.
Jersey never has any influence over the picking of nominees for the presidential race.
What are you
never.
Saying, Mark? Are we
right?
are we going to be?
I'm saying this race could be picked in New Jersey.
Woo!
Right, this thing could be won in New Jersey,
man,
and that'll be on. I'm telling you,
this
California is on the same day. New Jersey. I think Jersey plays a big, big role in who picks this nominee. So I think he still would pick up the 1,237 delegates needed going into June 7th. It's going to take a long time, though, because if you look at the calendar, in the month of April, there are eight states that pick.
Yeah, I'm looking.
In May, there are only four states, and then five states on June 7th. May's going to be a slow month if this thing's still going on.
So that's Donald might hit that threshold. He might hit that delegate threshold, Mark Serrano.
I think so. I think he probably still can, but if he comes at it today with 200 delegate lead, it's very difficult to catch up to that unless something cataclysmic happens. So I think he's going to have the thrust. He's going to have, you know, going into the convention, even if he's shy of the wins, he's going to have the moral victory. And really, at that point, the establishment, I think what he's going to do is very effectively isolate them as completely outside of this movement that's been going on and juxtapose them to Hillary Clinton. Do you want Hillary Clinton in the White House? Do you want the chaos and the disruption that the left wants to cause when we've got people, you know, you've got the office manager in Manasquan. You've got the telephone, the guy who works the telephone poles over in Teaneck. You know, they're the people who are struggling in this economy.
You want
that to continue for those people, for our people that, you know, that we all relate to?
Mark Serrano, I,